You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network. I'm Richard McIntosh, back with you for a few more minutes this afternoon in the studio with me, Pastor Brian Broderson. Welcome back.
Thanks, Richard. Good to be back.
Been a busy day for you, my friend.
It's been a busy day, yeah. It's been something, I'm a bit drowsy. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we took the call about a little bit past 3 this morning that Pastor Chuck had passed away. And of course, you know, after you get a call like that, it's not likely you're going to go back to sleep.
No, so. And the adrenaline's running.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, the family, and we, you know, huddled together as a family. And then all day here at the church, we've just had a wonderful time of fellowship and love and, you know, people coming in and just pouring out their love. And some people, of course, needing some comfort and encouragement. And so, yeah, it's been good. It's been a great day.
Well, you know, when you have a person with such a dynamic ministry like Pastor Chuck, and as it's coming to an end, you know, we know it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
There's a part of us that wants to deny it, but you can't because you just see what's happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, as strong as he was, you know, we could still see the effects of the cancer taking its toll on him.
Mm-hmm.
And as it got closer to the end, it accelerated rapidly.
Right.
And he just was losing strength.
Yeah.
I was able to go over and see him last Friday, and I just wanted to thank him for giving me the opportunity to be here.
Right.
And we talked about K-Wave a little bit, you know, this person's leaving and we're going to do this and he was fine with that stuff. And then we talked about church and, you know, how church has kind of changed over the years and, you know, how Calvary's a little more casual in its approach than a lot of churches. And it was just a great time of fellowship with him.
Yeah.
But he was weak and he was tired. And one of the things I said to him was, Pastor Chuck, you know, this has to be difficult for you because you were always so strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, you always just kind of plow through things.
Yeah, right.
But now, you know, your mind says, I want to do this, but your body says, I can't.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he says, you know, I'm just not the kind of guy that could sit around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's him. And, you know, we would be absolutely baffled at his his insistence that he needed to keep going. You know, most people under those circumstances a long time ago would have just said, okay, you know, I'm finished.
Well, we talked about it briefly on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, but there he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, his body was definitely out of season, but his mind was in season.
Yeah, but, that's just the kind of, just the kind of man he was. Cheryl and I, you know, we've had this kind of standing thing over the years. We refer to him as the John Wayne of the Christian church. You know, he's just the guy, tough as nails. And, you know, who goes to the dentist and doesn't use Novocaine? Only one person I know, and that was Chuck Smith.
Yeah, the thing I say is, numb me up good.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I have no problem getting numbed up. So I think, you know, I think he obviously also had the sense that, you know, if he were to stop, that would have probably, you know, sent him home to the Lord sooner. I think he still, as everybody does, I think he still felt like there's still work to be done. I've got to keep pushing myself.
Yeah. Well, he loved the Lord.
Yeah.
He loved the church. He loved K-Wave. He just loved what he did.
Yeah.
And you could see it every Sunday when he would walk out on the platform there and start heading for the pulpit. He hit the pulpit and you get that big smile on his face.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, this was really his life. I mean, you know, the guy began his ministry as a pastor in his early 20s, late teens. And, you know, so he's been doing this for, 65 years. And it was such, you know, it was such a routine to him. I mean, you know, he could do this in his sleep. He just, you know, and so many times, of course, because I'm in the pulpit with him every week. And occasionally over the years, you know, something would happen that would just take us a little bit out of the routine, and he would get flustered. He'd kind of lose, you know, like, okay, wait a second, where are we? What are they doing standing up right now? They're not supposed to stand up yet. You know,
I remember one of those Sundays.
You
know, when the it was kind of the community choir was singing, and they had everybody stand when they weren't supposed to be standing,
right.
And it really bothered him.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. little things, because he had it just so, you know, it was such a science, you know, the way he had it. But Yeah. So, you know, over the years, we just had some fantastic years and some wonderful, of course, wonderful family memories. My four children, obviously he's their grandfather. And, you know, family vacations and the years that we pastored down in Vista, California there, Chuck made a beeline for our place every day off he had, you know. So he was there with the kids and building playhouses and zip lines and taking them to Toys R Us and Chuck E. Cheese. And, you know, that's...
We've all heard the Chuck E. Cheese stories.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to know what kind of a man Chuck was, you could find him at Chuck E. Cheese every Tuesday with, you know, a half a dozen grandkids around him. And he'd take the kids and, the Kay and Cheryl and Jan, they'd go off shopping. And Chuck would just take the kids and go, you know. So amazing.
And then off to Toys R Us?
Yeah, Toys R Us, of course. Yeah, that's the way you finished up the day with a Toys R Us run.
Yeah, just great memories, aren't they?
Yeah, it's good stuff. So just, you know, again, want to express thanks to the many, many people that have just, you know, cards and gifts and, you know, emails and tweets and text and everything. It's just been a wonderful outpouring of love and appreciation in the family. We all appreciate it very much. And would again ask for continued prayer for the family. This is just the first day. And so obviously...
Yeah, everybody's going to be a little numb on the first day. You know, I've lost both my parents. They're both in heaven.
Yeah.
And, you know, the grieving process hits. You know, you get past that initial...
Yeah.
Shock, I don't know if I want to call it shock, but there's a numbness that comes initially. And then you realize that, yeah, this has really happened. And, you know, even though we know what his address is right now, it's in heaven.
Right.
There's still that loss, and there's still that empty hole there that, you know, Chuck's not going to be down for dinner tonight.
Right.
And...
Yeah, well, you know, my wife, we, for the past probably at least 3 years, we've made them dinner every Friday and taken it to him and then had dinner with him, you know, spend 2 or 3 hours together. And she told me she shops at a, you know, certain place where she always buys the food. And she said, you know, that's where she's been breaking down even prior to what happened today. Yeah. She said, walking through the store, she knows it's just a matter of time before I'm no longer going to be doing this because I'm no longer going to be providing the meals, you know? So yeah, little things like that are going to catch up throughout the week. So just appreciate so much everybody's prayers, and please continue to pray, especially for the immediate family, especially for Kay and Jan and Chuck and Jeff and Cheryl.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tough on them these next few days.
Yeah.
And I think that's just part of the natural grieving process. And
sure.
And they're gonna miss Chuck a lot, as we all will, but they more so.
Yeah. And one quick thing before we go, we're going to be this Sunday. We're going to have a, you know, more or less a celebration of Pastor Chuck at the services this Sunday, and so some of the family members will participate in that. That'll be our regular Sunday morning service. So kind of a, you know, the Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa family opportunity to just reflect on Pastor Chuck's life. And then we're working on putting together a large-scale event that will include people from all around the world and anybody that wants to come. And we're hoping to be able to do that later this month. And so as soon as we nail that down, we'll
also have the men's conference coming up.
We got the men's conference coming up on the 26th, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, there will be a private funeral service for Pastor Chuck that will be
for the family only.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So that's more than appropriate.
Yeah. All right. So that's where we're headed. And
Pastor
again,
Brian Brodersen, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Blessings on the family, and our prayers are with all of you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
God bless.
You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.